He's not real young. He's not really a starting preacher. He's about the youngest one I could get on short notice. I want y'all to know that this young man of God is a man of God. And he lives what he preaches. And he's the same if you see him on the job. He's the same if you see him in Walmart or the grocery store. His spirit just permeates the love of God. And I'm so thankful for every moment that I get to spend with him and talk with him about the truths of God. I want Brother Jonathan Lawrence, if he would, make his way up here. Why don't we give God a hand clap of praise, amen, for all that he's done.
Oh, praise the Lord, everybody. Amen. Such a beautiful presence of the Lord in this place today. Amen. Give honor to all of the ministry represented in this house tonight. Amen. My pastor, my shepherd, my watchman on the wall. Love you, Pastor. Amen. Give honor to Brother Chris. Thank him for this opportunity to speak tonight. Amen. I knew another young preacher whose pastor asked him to do a five-minute fire. And so the young preacher studied up and he got to church on Sunday morning. His pastor asked him, "Well, do you have that fiery five ready?" And he said, "Well, best I can do is a warm three." So that's how I feel tonight. I'm just going to warm up the pulpit for Brother Giffen and let him just run with it. Amen. But I'm going to be reading today out of the book of Mark, the 10th chapter. I'll be beginning at verse 17. Going through verse 22. Again, that's Mark 10, 17 through 22. If you don't have your Bible with you tonight, we do have it on the screen. The Word of God says, "And when he was gone forth into the way," talking about Jesus, "there came one running and kneeled to him and asked him, 'Good master, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life?' And Jesus said unto him, 'Why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, that is God. Thou knowest the commandments: do not commit adultery, do not kill, do not steal, do not bear false witness, defraud not, honor thy father and mother.' And he answered and said unto him, 'Master, all these have I observed from my youth.' Then Jesus, beholding him, loved him and said unto him, 'One thing thou lackest. Go thy way, sell whatsoever thou hast, and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven. And come, take up the cross and follow me.' And he was sad at that saying and went away grieved, for he had great possessions." Amen. I've been working on this for several weeks now, and I had already had a title ready to go. And then about 2 weeks ago, Pastor preached a message with the same title. So I'm just going to continue in that vein and call this A Missed Opportunity, Part 2. Missed Opportunity, Part 2. Amen. Can we bow our heads and ask God to have his way? Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for this opportunity that you've given us, God, to come together to worship you. Thank you, Lord, for your presence that is already in this place so strong. God, I pray, Lord, that you would open our hearts, open our understanding tonight, God. Lord, as we hear your word, God, Lord, use me, God. Anoint my lips, God, to preach your word tonight, God. And, Lord, I give you all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor. In Jesus' name, everybody said amen. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated tonight. Amen. Thomas Edison once said, "Opportunity is missed by most people because it is dressed in overalls and looks like work." The Britannica Dictionary defines opportunity as an amount of time or a situation in which something can be done. It is a moment of time in your life that, when maximized, will define and impact your life and your destiny. Life is full of missed opportunities. I don't know if y'all remember last year when McDonald's said the McRib was going away. Everybody was rushing to McDonald's to get the last McRib, you know, and it was an event of the century, if you will. And you know, everybody was going out and running to get their McRib and to tell their grandkids one day, I had the last McRib on the last week that McDonald's ever sold McRibs. Did y'all see the sign at McDonald's a few months ago? The McRib is back. That didn't last very long. But so many people were afraid that they were going to miss the opportunity to go get their sandwich one last time. So everybody flocked. And there's a lot of examples in life of missed opportunities. Has anybody heard about Bitcoin? If you would have bought $10 worth of Bitcoin in October of 2010, $10, that's one for every finger, $10 of Bitcoin in October 2010, you would currently have $2,150,000. Talk about a missed opportunity. Shame on me for not, you know, doing that when I was 12 years old. My grandparents knew a guy. My mama told me this story years ago, and I hope I can get it right. She's gone on to be with the Lord. I can't really call and ask her about it. But the best of my knowledge and memory, she knew this guy who, I can't remember his name, but I do remember that he had a friend whose name was Sam. And Sam approached him one day with a business proposal. Sam wanted to create a retail store that sold a wide range of products at affordable prices, making them accessible to people from all walks of life. He wanted to focus on building stores in rural areas and small towns, which were underserved by the larger retailers at that time. So this man turned down the offer, said, you know, it's just, I don't really feel, you know, too confident in that, and I'm just going to pass on that. Sam Walton went on to found Walmart. And when he died many years later, he was the richest man in the world with a net worth of $8.6 billion. Another missed opportunity. Just as opportunities in the financial realm can lead to great gains or losses, so too can opportunities when it comes to the kingdom of God. Amen. A couple of years ago, a lot of our church went up to Indiana camp, and we didn't have a Wednesday night service here because of it. So we all got together at the church, those of us who were unable to go to camp, and we had prayer meeting. Brother Kevin Cummins headed that up, and at the end of prayer meeting, we took our prayer requests, we prayed for one another like we always do, and then before we dismissed, Brother Kevin said, before we leave today, I just want to know, does anybody have a testimony, an opportunity to give God glory. Amen. I can feel that recoil in your spirit right now. Amen. Brother Moore, would you come up here? Brother Kevin said, does anybody here have a testimony? And Brother Moore raised his hand, and he said, 15 years ago, God filled me with the Holy Ghost, and He changed my life. Come on, I'm talking about somebody who's not going to miss an opportunity to give God some praise. Do you remember where God brought you from? Somebody ought to be on your feet right now praising God for all that He has done in your life. He didn't have to save me, but He did. He didn't have to reach down and pick me up, but He did. He didn't have to set my feet on the straight and narrow, but He did. He is so worthy and so deserving of every last praise that I could ever possibly give Him tonight. Amen. Here recently, I was talking to Brother Moore, trying to make sure I had the time frame right. You know, 15 years. I said, Brother Moore, how long ago did God save you? He said, his face lit up. 17 years. He said, and he pointed to the spot. He said, it was right there. It was right there. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. That has impacted me, Brother Moore. in such a great way. Amen. A man of God who says, I'm not going to miss my opportunity to give God some praise. Amen. Maybe you're here tonight and you've missed some opportunities in your life. Maybe when it comes to salvation. Maybe when it comes to furthering your walk with God. And you feel like you're just a sum of all the missed opportunities that you have thrown away. I've missed a lot of opportunities in my life. When I was a child, raised in a preacher's home, told about the Holy Ghost, baptism in the name of Jesus, repentance from a very young age, I wanted it so badly. And about 7 or 8 years old, I decided I wanted to get baptized. And I went to my dad and I said, Dad, I want to be baptized. And he said, well, do you know what it's for? And I said, yeah, for the permission of sins. He said, well, you're close, but it's remission of sins. And I was baptized in the name of Jesus at the young age. I believe I was 8 years old. And for a couple years there, I tried to get the Holy Ghost. I would go up to the front and I would pray until my arms grew tired and they would just fall. And I would be laying on the floor exhausted, praying, seeking the Holy Ghost. I mean, there was another time my grandma was in town and I was praying for the Holy Ghost one night at church. And she was praying with me, and God bless her. She had the best intentions, but she said, come on, Jonathan, yell at the Lord like you do your sisters. That ended it for me right there. I was too busy laughing to pray. Amen. But there was one night, July 19th, 2009. I was 11 years old. I went to a revival service in JS, Mississippi. And Brother Willie Holland was preaching. And he said, if there is anybody here who would like the Holy Ghost, I want you to come stand up here. And he pointed to the front. And it was kind of funny because at one point during his message, he had referenced a personal conviction he had about wearing like Hawaiian shirts. I'm not saying they're wrong. That was his personal conviction. So I walked up front, stood there. You know what I was wearing? A red short sleeve button up shirt with palm trees on it. So me and about two others went up there. Brother Holland walked over to me. He looked at me for a second. Said, I like your shirt, son. And he told us, he said, now tomorrow night, because this is revival, tomorrow night I'm going to call for you to come up. And you're going to come and stand in the same spot that you're standing right now. And you're going to lift your hands. And God is going to give you the Holy Ghost. And I wondered for a long time, what was the purpose of that? Why wouldn't he just pray right then and there? We got the Holy Ghost that night. But I realized when I got older, that was a faith-building test for us. That was to build faith in us. We're getting the Holy Ghost. And I have to say, my grandma had more faith than I did. She started calling everybody in the family saying, Jonathan's getting the Holy Ghost tomorrow. It's going to happen. He's getting it. He's getting it. The man of God done said. So I got to the house of God that night, July 20, 2009. And during the worship service, one of those others that had walked up there with me to the front and stood and said that she wanted the Holy Ghost. In the middle of worship service, she danced out of her aisle and God filled her with the Holy Ghost right there. Church broke loose. Everybody started worshiping. And I'm standing in the back beside my grandma like this. This isn't how it was supposed to happen. He was going to call for us, and we were going to go stand right there where he said, and it was going to happen this way. And there's just, it didn't happen that way, so there's no point. It's not going to happen tonight. I'm not getting the Holy Ghost tonight. And my grandma, she leaned over to me and said, Jonathan, go up there. And I just kind of looked at her and grinned, and I stood there gripping the pew. And she didn't say anything else. She didn't push me to an altar. But I finally decided, you know what? I want the Holy Ghost so bad. And I walked up front, and I stood in that church. It was probably about the same area, Brother Moore, right over here. And I raised my hands. And the man of God came up and laid his hand on me, and immediately I began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave the utterance. When I got done, I thought it may have been 10 minutes at the most. They told me I spoke in tongues for an hour and a half.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
So you may sit here today feeling like a sorry sum of all the opportunities you've thrown away. Most of us have heard the statement, opportunity only knocks once. But I'm here today to challenge that statement. Revelation 3 and 20 says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him and he with me. Come on. Opportunity is knocking tonight. Jesus is standing at the door tonight. Will you answer?